Prescott will soon be home to a new, unique play space named Fairy Wonderland Park. This park is inspired by grief healing and paying it forward. The Fairy Wonderland Park was started by Allison Aniga and Bethany Christensen, who have both lost a young child and wanted to continue to spread joy to all children in their honor.
We thought, well, let's make this like a themed park, so a whimsical fairy wonderland that was inclusive for everybody, handicap, and everyone would enjoy. There's not very many handicap parks in Wisconsin and Minnesota, so we thought that would be a great addition to Prescott and surrounding areas.
The reason that it's a fairy park is Ava really loved fairy gardens. We had one in the back, and so it's a life-size fairy garden. So it's, you know, huge toadstools.
Then we ran across this company called Create Play in Minnesota, and they make custom. So this park will be like, the structures will be cement, you know, so they'll be carved and molded. So literally kids will be the miniature fairies in these huge structures. And we plan on putting it up in phases. We're hoping next year in 2022, that is called Dreamcatcher Cove. We have actual virtual fairies that live in there. And then when you go to the park, there'll be a QR code. And you, while your kids are playing, you can scan the QR code and the fairies will then pop up on your phone that live in that particular area.
Each fairy that lives in Dreamcatcher Cove is custom designed and based on a real person, living or past, serving as an interactive memorial. Anyone can purchase a fairy to commemorate a loved one, and proceeds go to further the project. See the Fairy Wonderland Park website for details, to donate, and to order a fairy of your own.